All right, what's up, guys? And happy Sunday. Today is my birthday, and today is the day that I share this podcast with you. For the episodes that you hear, there are many episodes still to come. I have cool guest episodes that I'm editing currently and that I have in my files to upload. I also have like a phone call set up in a half an hour with a really awesome guest. So I'm continuously looking for people to come on here and just chit chat. I love to talk. Anyone who knows me, if this, you know, I'm putting this out of my social media. So the people that listen closest to me, you know, I'm a hairstylist. So one thing that we do is talk, and I know how to do that. So I'm enjoying podcasting. This is really for me. It's fun for me. It's cathartic, if that is the right word. And I enjoy it. So what I'm doing on Sundays and putting out on Sundays is currently I'm reading from the Bible. In the future, I'll be reading from other cool religious, faith-filled books. I don't identify with any particular religion. I do, however, find the messages in this book to be really awesome. I'm reading a book by the Dalai Lama next, I believe. I really want to look into like Taoism and Buddhism and stuff, but I'm also really asking and requesting that you guys reach out to me, shoot me a message, send me a book suggestion, send me a podcast suggestion, whatever you think is cool, faith-focused content that I might like. I would love for you to send it to me. I would also love if you wanted to come on here. It doesn't matter what kind of job you have or what you do or where you live in your faith or not in your faith. If you feel so inclined to have a conversation with me and would allow me to record it and put it on the internet, then I'm down for it. So hit me up, shoot me a message, and I look forward to talking to more people. And again, I just enjoy talking, so it's not a problem for me. What I am going to do is I've shared a few things in the book of Matthew already in the past, and what I want to do is share this little last note in the book of Matthew as I move on to the book of Mark afterwards and go through the gospel. But today I'm reading this note, and it's a note because in this Bible, it's a study Bible, so the Bible can be difficult to read because it's in like old scripture sayings. So like they say yay, not yay. I don't even know if I'm saying the things right when I'm saying them, but it's hard to read sometimes. So what this study Bible does is it breaks it down and it gives you the message outside of the words that you're reading. So this note here, it's the last note in the book of Matthew, and I think that it's a cool message that I want to share. So it says, God wills that we share the good news. As discussed in the concept note at John 21:15-17, there are some things that all believers have in common as God's will for their lives. Love, work, share, give, learn, serve, go, include, forgive, solve, encourage, love God, show God's kind of love to people. When we do these things, we're contributing to the main goal of God's people on earth, to bring more people into the family of God. The Great Commission is Jesus' final instruction to his disciples, given as he left earth to ascend to heaven, make disciples, baptize, and teach. Oh, that was the lesson. Make disciples, baptize, and teach. And this is God leaving earth after he rose from the dead, telling his disciples, make disciples, baptize, and teach. Jesus gave his command with all power. The full weight of God's holy will is behind this divine requirement, and he also promised he would be with us. The task is monumental, but we're not in it alone. Through the Spirit's presence and gifts, God's people are empowered to accomplish anything that's required to grow Jesus' kingdom. We're like a great army, many members, many people, many feet on the ground, and many hands ready for battle. But we have one united goal. Be a living, breathing witness of Christ's likeness everywhere we go. Live in the image of God. You can be sure that God's will for your life will harmonize with his will for all of us. Our goal is the same as everyone who has ever believed in God through faith. Make him known. So I feel super called in my life, obviously, with this podcast and what I'm doing to speak on things just like this. And I actually feel very called to do it in a way that kind of unites all the faiths of the world. And I was just talking to Tracy about how being a hairstylist has really shown me the beauty of people. And it's only in you guys that I've come to a life of faith, because I've been able to see just how unified we all are and how similar we all are. Like, crazy similar. We all go through very similar things and we handle things emotionally very similarly. And it's been only through my discovering of just like people's miraculousness that I've come to a life of loving people and then in turn learning to love myself and doing that through the outside love of our creator. Now, I purposefully, through this whole thing that I'm doing, I'm going to refer to the creator, the universe, spirit, unifying power as God. I understand that that word is heavy for a lot of people. There's a lot of weight underneath it, whether it's resentment or shame or guilt or just a feeling of like you shoved that in the back of your corner of your mind and you believe in case or whatever it is. God to me is not like this mysterious Santa figure. It's really, he's not, that's not it. I think that God is much more simple and much more comfy feeling than I'm generalizing, but a lot of people feel today. So again, today and right now, I'm reading from the Bible here and sharing this message, but I will be doing other walks of faith in the future. I think that this is really cool because I do believe in Jesus Christ and I do believe in having a relationship with Jesus Christ and see Jesus Christ as God manifested on this earth. When you read Jesus's stories and Jesus's scripture and the things that he says, he just seems like a really cool guy, like the coolest guy that ever was, to be honest. And I think that, and I've said this maybe a couple times already on this podcast, but I had a client, Andrew, shout out to Andrew, a priest who I was cutting. And for the sake of 2020, and I think, you know, modern day people listening to this, I know that his sexual orientation has nothing to do with, that's his preference and his life, and that's what he does. But he is a gay man and he is a priest. I don't know what section of religion it is, but I think it's really awesome that we've evolved to understand love more than some people do. But anyway, he was, I was talking to him and I was asking him, you know, I feel like really called to learn more about my faith and I don't really know. I don't know if it's like spirit or universe or what, blah, blah, blah. And he just said something so simple and the way that he said it was so pure. And he just said, you know, just try and read the Bible. I think that you'll find that it just fits. And, you know, and we talked a bit about like Jesus's teachings and stuff like that. But he was like, I think you'll just find it fits. And I have found this to be the most interesting book I've ever read in my entire life. And I'm not even a reader. So I'm becoming one. But this book is so cool. It's so cool. There's so much goodness inside of it. And, ooh, that scared me. My microphone just got all weird. There's so much goodness inside of it. And I'm very, very happy to continue to read it and put it out here on Sundays for whoever wants to listen or whoever wants to listen and judge it or do whatever you got to do. This, again, is really a beautiful thing for me, and I enjoy it thoroughly. So it is God's will that we share the good news. The good news is being somebody living a life of faith first and operating from pure love first. So if the word God is heavy for you, remember that it's a synonym to the word love and what it means to love. But what's beautiful, and I talked a bit with Mandy about this in the episode called My Manager, I think it's called My Manager in the Backseat. We talked about how this love beyond you is you need that big, massive love outside of you to fill you. And she brings up the word, being fed, which I thought was really, really cool. So I just love talking and I could talk forever and I can't think of anything. There is nothing more fulfilling and beautiful to talk about than things like this. So happy Sunday. I hope you guys are having like a chilling day, staying healthy, staying inside. Listen for Wednesday. My guest, his name is Taylor and he is on a podcast himself. I think we're going to have a really interesting conversation. And there will be more put out probably sooner than that as I begin this real journey of podcasting. Super fun. All right. So I love you guys and thank you so much for listening through this. I will catch you on the next In the Backseat.